We are back. This is Ryan Moon on Protocol News Podcast, and our show today is about a Bitcoin user who accidentally paid over $100,000 in fees for a simple $10 transaction. Picture this. You're trying to Venmo your buddy 10 bucks for pizza, but instead you accidentally wire him your entire Tesla down payment. Except there's no customer service number to call, no bank manager to grovel to, and definitely no undo button. Welcome to Bitcoin, baby. Some poor soul just learned this the hard way when they fat-fingered a transaction fee and turned a $10 Bitcoin transfer into a $105,000 oopsie. They were trying to send some pocket change to Kraken Exchange but set their fee at 0.99 Bitcoin instead of using the automated calculator. That's like tipping your Uber driver more than a Lamborghini costs. Here's the beautiful, terrifying thing about crypto. It's like being handed the keys to a Formula One car when you're used to driving a Honda Civic with training wheels. The network doesn't care about your feelings or your bank account. It sees that fee, shrugs its digital shoulders and says, well, if you insist on being this generous. More after our break.
My name is Tom Sachs. I'm an artist in New York City. For nearly two decades, I have been collaborating with Nike.
Nike running is for runners. Nike basketball is for basketball. Nike craft is for everyone else.
And guess what happened to that money? Some mining pool scooped it up faster than I grabbed the last slice of pizza. Once it hits the blockchain, it's gone forever. There's no crypto Karen demanding to speak to Bitcoin's manager. The technical reality here is brutal but elegant. Bitcoin lets you manually set transaction fees to incentivize miners to prioritize your transfer. It's like paying extra to skip the line, except if you mess up the math, you're not just overpaying. You're accidentally buying the entire theme park. This isn't even the first time someone's pulled this financial faceplant. A few years back, another person paid over 80 Bitcoin in fees. That's roughly $8.7 million for those keeping score. Makes you wonder if these people are playing some twisted version of crypto roulette. For everyone listening who's not trying to become a cautionary tale, here's your survival guide. Use wallets with built-in fee estimators. Don't manual override unless you know what you're doing. And maybe, just maybe, double-check your numbers before hitting send. The crypto world keeps talking about decentralization and financial freedom, which is fantastic until you realize that freedom includes the freedom to spectacularly destroy your wealth with a single typo. Thanks for listening to Protocol News. You can support our podcast by following the show, rating it 5 stars, and telling your friends. Remember, don't trust, verify, and always do your own research.
Grep News. Thomas.